I am an extremely low-tech talk show host, and I am very proud of that. There is no fancy chip inside me. Anywhere, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Australian millionaire entrepreneur Travers Banion. And you're thinking, who's Travers Banion? Well, it's an interesting story. I didn't know who he was either until someone came to me and said, you know, this guy might be a pretty interesting guest. He is the Hugh Hefner of Australia. He is a lot younger than Mr. Hefner is, of course. He has, a wife and four girlfriends, and they all know about each other and all is happy with this. I don't know how that can be. We will ask him. We will find out. He's got money out the you-know-what. He has these wild parties, kind of like the old Playboy mansion, and he's just the man that every man wants to be and the man that every woman wants to have, or so he says. Cara DeFalco will be by, and we will talk with Australian billionaire Travers Banion. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is taking us to a concert. It's going to be the Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids concert film. And then more of To Anti-Back or Not To Anti-Back. Some late breaking news has come into the newsroom, and we will talk to you about whether or not you should be lathering up with that Purell or whatever it is before you go out of your house again. And then Lloyd Lindsay Young. Yes, our West Coast correspondent. He'll stop by. Kara and I will chat with Lloyd, and we'll see what's on his mind this week. We start this hour of the show with the tech revolution that has really encroached into our lives over the past 30 years, but really over the past couple of years, it's become overwhelming. You can't use a regular ATM card anymore. No, 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 they will close it out on you because they want to give you one with a fancy, schmancy chip. And this chip is amazing. It will provide you with such protection. It will make things so much easier for you to manage your financial life. And so they do that at my bank. They're probably doing it at your bank as well. Have you seen anyone with an ATM card or a debit card with this chip? Take it into a store and try to use it. It is a nightmare. The local discount department store near my house. Everybody's in there on the weekend and it's time to pay for your goodies and your vittles. And all of a sudden you take the card out and you try to swipe it. No, 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 you can't swipe it. No, I've been swiping my card here for the past 10 years. No, with this fancy schmancy card with the chip, you have to take the swiping device, lift it up, and then you got to ram your card up this hole in the bottom of the machine. It's quite illustrative of something else that we won't talk about here on the old radio program, but you stick it in there and you got to jam it in there and then you hold it in there and the cashier tells you, okay, remove your card with the chip. And I've noticed twice over the past few days, people have had a hard time because the machinery does not recognize the card with the chip. So there they are then trying to scramble and find another way to pay for their stuff, which they were easily able to pay for when they had their old-fashioned card with a magnetic stripe. Then you have paying for things with your phone. And I go to Dunkin' Donuts a lot. If you don't have a Dunkin' Donuts near you, it's a Starbucks without the pretension. So there you are, and it's time to pay for your donut and your coffee. So instead of taking out a $5 bill, you take out your phone. And they have to scan your phone because you can load up your account on your app and you can have prepaid money. Why are you going to prepay for coffee? I don't understand that. But anyway, so you may have $30, $40, $50 on this here little app. So when it's time to pay for your latte, you hand them your phone and they scan your phone. Well, I was at the drive-up at a Dunkin' Donuts the other day, and someone decided to try to pay this way. They handed the phone to the person scanned it, and when they went to hand it back, oh, the person missed. It took a 4.5-foot plunge to the ground, and the phone smashed. You try to pay for something, a $2 cup of coffee with your $600 phone, and bad things happen. And I had three $1 bills in my hand, and that's how I paid. This tech revolution is leading us into the abyss. Stay with us. Travers Banion is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.